The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Of the saints outside the Bible, today we'd celebrate one that would be obviously in the top five in the world. Okay? St. Francis is probably number one. But St. Anthony is not too far away. Not too far away. So let's talk a little bit about San Antonio, St. Anthony. This may be shocking. He died when he was about 25 years younger than me. I won't tell you my age, but he was in his mid-30s when he died. So in a very short time, he carried out extraordinary things. Now, most people think that Anthony was Italian. That's where he's buried in Padua. But St. Anthony, he was Portuguese. Shocked, huh? St. Anthony of Padua was actually born in Lisbon. And he lived at the time, at the end of the life of St. Francis and the life of St. Dominic, when the itinerant preachers were growing. Anthony first was an Augustinian. He was an Augustinian. But he was so impressed by the Franciscans that were killed in Morocco by the Muslims that he wanted to become a martyr. And he thought the best way, be a Franciscan. Be a Franciscan. So he entered into the Franciscans. He didn't seem to impress the Franciscans too much. He was kind of short, a little bit gordito, kind of, you know, not impressive really. But he spent long, long hours in prayer. He did three things. Long hours in prayer, long hours in studying, especially the Bible, and he fasted a lot, okay? He fasted a lot, and he went long day, hours in which he didn't eat anything, so that the Holy Spirit would fill him with his presence. Okay, so we believe in divine providence, don't we? How did he start his preaching career? Because he would be probably in the Catholic Church of the top five most famous preachers in the Catholic Church. And his tongue is still incorrupt after 800 years. So next time you go to Padua, you'll be able to see his tongue is like your tongue after 800 years. What do you think about that? Because of his preaching. He was so eloquent. He's known as the hammer of heretics. This is how it came about. The Franciscans were growing by leaps and bounds at the end of the life of St. Francis. It was the strongest growing order in the world. So the Franciscans had an ordination. Now we're going to be having an ordination in 2 months. We're going to have one man, thanks be to God, Chan Wen's son, Paul Wen. But back then, you would have a lot of ordinations. There were many more vocations. So the Franciscans came together for the ordination. Now the preacher who was supposed to give the sermon in the ceremony, he didn't show up. So someone had to preach. So the provincial thought, well, let's throw old Antonio out there, no? So he asked Antonio, St. Anthony, to preach. And his sermon was so powerful that all the priests, the brothers, the provincial, the bishop were just, they were just flabbergasted at the incredible eloquence and unction that this 25-year-old man had. So from that moment on, the provincial said, hey, you got to preach. So the next 10 years of his life, he's only going to live about another 10 years, he's preaching all over Europe. And he preached so powerfully that before he would preach, the church would be packed and they couldn't get the people in the church. So they'd have to go out in the public plaza, and he had a pretty strong voice, and he'd be preaching. Now, you don't have to be a saint, you don't have to do miracles to become a saint when you're living. However, Anthony was probably the saint that maybe did most miracles with John Bosco during his life. And if you give me permission, I'll maybe give you one or two. He was in Rimini, which is in the province of Ravenna in Italy. And there were a lot of heretics there. The Cathars. You had the Cathars and the Albigensians, two of the big heretical groups back in the 13th century. So they wouldn't let him preach. Guess what he did? He went off to a nearby river and he preached to the fish. And thousands of the fish, they popped their head out of the water. So he preached to thousands of fish, and they were more attentive maybe even than you are now, okay? I hope not, okay? So because of that, they allowed him to preach there in Rimini, and there were many of the heretics would come back. He's known as the Hammer of the Heretics. So the heretics would be those who embraced false teaching. He'd go and preach, and they would come back. Now, Anthony is known also to help us to find lost objects. Ever happened? You lost something and you prayed to St. Anthony? When I was 13, 14, 15, I played a lot of sandlot baseball, and I'd hit a lot of home runs into the leaves, and I would always pray to St. Anthony to find my baseball. He never failed. So next time your son plays baseball, hits a home run, and he loses the ball, ask St. Anthony to recover it. Another occasion, Father Antolini has a great love for our cats, Cecchino and Cecchina. Okay? One of our cats was lost, and he was pretty tense, nervous, Father Antolini. Guess what I did? Saint Anthony, find Cecchino, find Cecchino. So I opened up the door to our rectory to look for Cecchino, and guess where he was? Underneath my car. Yeah. And I didn't run him over either, huh? It works. The Argentinians have a very, very famous prayer, San Antonio, San Antonio, Dami Novio, San Antonio, San Tome, Dami Novio, San Antonio, San Dami Novio. Heard a story of this girl that broke up with her boyfriend. She was really angry at St. Anthony. So she took a statue of St. Anthony and hung him upside down underneath her bed. That's what they do in Argentina, no? So she was praying for a boyfriend, and Anthony was not responding. So she took the statue and she threw it out the window. In that moment, a boy was walking underneath the window and hit him in the head, no? And he knocked on the door and said, "Is this your statue?" "Yes." They started to have a long conversation. They fell in love, and then they got married. Antonio Dominovio, 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 San Antonio Dominovio, no? He works in very interesting ways, right? So if your love life is going really south, pray to San Antonio. But here is probably the famous miracle, and I'll end. There's so much to be said on this great saint. And he gives us a lot of joy, a lot of humor. You know? I think it was in Rimini also that he met a Jew who was basically an atheist. And the Jew had heard about this Catholic doctrine that the host becomes God. He thought, that's a lot of baloney. A piece of bread becomes God. That's nonsense. So Anthony decided to have a wager with him. He said, I'm going to take a donkey, a mule, and the mule is not going to eat for a whole week. Then we'll bring the donkey into a barn, and we'll place a pile of luscious hay. You know, donkeys like hay, right? And then on this side, we'll place the Blessed Sacrament on this side. And Anthony said, well, if the hungry mule goes over to eat the hay, I will be your servant. But if the donkey shows any respect toward the Blessed Sacrament, then you have to believe. So the donkey finishes fast, and he brought the donkey into the barn with the Jew there, and the Blessed Sacrament was here, and the hay was there. Immediately, this is what the donkey did. Let's pray the Catholics would have at least as much faith as that donkey. Amen? So he was converted, and I heard that all those Jewish non-believers became Catholics because of that incredible miracle. So let's pray to St. Anthony for three graces. For, number one, that sinners will find their way back to the church. Amen? Amen? Number two, that the heretics, those who have rejected Catholic teaching, will accept Catholic teaching. And let's also pray for deacons, priests, and bishops, that deacons, priests, and will be powerful preachers. They'll be powerful preachers. You know, of all the obligations of the priest, Vatican II says, our first obligation is to preach. Is to preach the Word of God. That's the greatest act of charity that we can do, is to give you the Word of God to prepare you for the bread of life. Saint Anthony of Padua, pray for us. Amen.